the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of this special series for Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, if the servants of God were aware of the blessings and realities of Ramadan, they would wish the entire year would be Ramadan. He also says, indeed, the gates of sky are open in the first night of Ramadan and will not be closed till the end of the month. Ramadan is the month of further acquaintance with the Noble Quran to benefit from this heavenly book. Imam Baqir, the fifth infallible successor of Prophet, peace upon him, says, everything has a spring, and the spring of the Quran is the month of Ramadan. The Noble Quran has been called, in the words of the Prophet and the infallible Imams, and also the Quran itself, as light, remedy, truth, guidance, criterion, and so on. In view of this, close acquaintance and companionship with the Quran is in fact companionship with light and truth. This requires knowing it and being in constant contact with it. This will result in calm and serenity. Obviously, this has a meaning beyond merely recitation of the Quran, although recitation has its own impact and is considered as the first step for understanding the Quran. Companionship with the Quran should result in improvement of behavior and acquisition of moral virtues. The blessed month of Ramadan is the best opportunity for this purpose, as it is the month in which this heavenly book has been revealed. In Islam, fasting is divided in four categories: obligatory, recommended, disapproved, and forbidden. The most famous obligatory fasting is the fasting of the month of Ramadan, which every mature Muslim should observe it. Recommended fasting includes many days in year, but the 2 months of Rajab and Sha'ban are famous in this regard. Disapproved fasting is the fasting of the day of Ashura, or 10th, of the Islamic month of Muharram. And finally, forbidden or haram fasting is the fasting of Eid al-Fitr, feast of fasting after the end of Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, that is the feast of sacrifice on 10th of the Islamic month of Zilhijjah. In addition to the fasting of the blessed month of Ramadan, there is obligatory fasting in other conditions too. Fasting of atonement and fasting on behalf of one's deceased parents are two kinds of obligatory fasting. Fasting is obligatory for a person who is healthy enough. If he or she is sick or becomes sick as a result of fasting, it is forbidden for him or her. If the doctor says that fasting is harmful for one's health, while he or she knows, through experience, that it is not, he or she should fast. On the contrary, if the doctor tells one that fasting is not harmful for him or her, while he or she knows, through experience, that it is, he or she shouldn't fast. In ayah 60 of Surah Ghafir of the Noble Quran, God has expressly said that He answers anyone who calls Him. He says, "And your Lord has said, 'Call me, and I will answer you.' Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility." If the heart becomes familiar with the remembrance of God, God will undoubtedly answer his prayer. But how should we call God? We are servants, and God is the Lord of the entire universe. Anyone who refuses to worship God will enter hell with humility. It is narrated from the infallible Imams that they said, "Worship for the fear of hell is the worship of slaves. Worship for the sake of paradise and rewards of hereafter is the worship of merchants. But worship out of gratitude towards God is the worship of free people." The seventh infallible Imam and successor of the Prophet, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, has taught us a supplication which is recited after every daily obligatory prayer in the month of Ramadan. He says, "My God, in this year and every year till the end of my life, and as long as I am in comfort and ease, grant me the pilgrimage to your sacred house, Holy Kaaba, and do not deprive me of reaching and visiting the noble places and pilgrimage to the tomb of your messenger. May your greetings be upon him and his progeny. My God, help me in all my needs in this world and hereafter. My God, I ask you, among the ordained affairs that have been definitely determined in the night of Qadr and will not be returned or changed, to place me among the pilgrims of your sacred house, the pilgrims whose Hajj is accepted, whose effort is praised, whose sins are forgiven, and whose evil deeds are expiated. And grant me long life in the way of your servitude, and provide me with ample sustenance, and pay my trust and debts."